Sports Sports Betting Show coming out of Bud McAfee Incorporated. I am Toe Dick.
That's a baby toe.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wanderer.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, sire. Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude? Bruce?
Nice little victory Monday.
Victory Monday?
Nice little victory
Good
Monday.
Good for you, Bruce. Second one of the year.
Oh, yeah. The Giants won.
Hell yeah.
They tried not to.
They did. Well, it can't be easy. Not against the Commies.
No, no. It's never easy to get a win in the NFL. Otter, how are we?
Tony, doing fantastic. I'm kind of hanging out.
How was your bye week, man? Good?
Yeah, I went up to Chicago, saw the Raiders lose to the Bears. That was one of the worst
games
I've watched.
Did you see Papa?
Yes, I did.
How did Bajent look in person?
You know what?
He's a cool looking dude. Yeah, he's a cool looking dude. Yeah, that was a tough game.
Yeah,
Sunday was a tough day for the public.
I was way too confident in the Raiders in that one.
Good day for contrarians. Did you have a good day on Sunday?
I did. Yeah, I was 3-2. The Rams and Packers both. I was wrong about.
You were on the Rams.
I was on the Rams. On this program.
You want to right side that one,
Bruce?
I'd allow it.
Maybe, but no.
Steelers off a bye.
Well, yeah, but the Rams did outgain them. Had more first downs, more time of possession.
Yeah, once you're getting back shoulder faded by, you know, picket to picket.
That's all they have.
I knew I was in trouble.
I went 7-3 on Saturday.
My baby.
I went 2-6 on Sunday.
2-6?
That is a...
You had 8 plays?
That is a 9-9 weekend.
You had 8 plays?
Oh, sorry. I included Thursday night, which I took the under in New Orleans and Jacksonville. Oh,
jeez.
Oh, but I also included Thursday night where I took Rice +3.5, and boy, did they dog walk your Tulsa fucking Hurricane.
Yeah.
I mean, it was Jags money line. Yeah, dude, I wasn't worried about that kid.
JT Daniels and those Rice out.
Oh, yeah.
They got a good program, I guess.
We'll go over the weekend in a second here. But first, we got a game tonight, boys.
Yeah, we do.
Is it going to be a good game?
If it was anybody other than the Niners,
I think it will be.
I think it might be
better because it's in Minnesota.
I think it'll be okay. So, Kirk Cousins, he's 11-17-2 in prime time, but 5-2-1 lately.
Yeah, he's turning around a bit.
Yeah.
He's turning around a little bit.
Dimes take that.
I don't know if this is the team to do it with or whatever. You know, Justin Jefferson's out. That's tough.
So tough.
Niners defense still intact. Yeah. They're tough.
Off a loss.
Off a loss. Their offense is missing, you know, Debo.
You see the stat lines? Purdy stat lines without Debo?
Trent Williams. Not good. I assume he's going to force it to Ayuk today. I don't know what his totals are, but we'll take a look at them. 7 is the line across the board. It was 6.5. You could find 6.5 this morning.
Unibet?
The last 6.5 was at Unibet.
I know.
And that disappeared. They're at 7 now as well.
Somebody woke up.
Yeah. Well, game tonight.
Take it easy. Dude.
What's everyone else's line?
Unibet's dialed in.
What's everyone else's line?
They're late movement for you.
So I am going to. This is one of those. I do this sometimes. It's where I take a side because if I wake up tomorrow morning and the Niners don't cover, I'll be like, all right, whatever. The Vikings got the best of us. But if I take the Vikings tonight and I wake up tomorrow morning and they lost by 30, I'm an idiot for even fucking thinking about it. All the numbers tell me to take the Niners in that situation as well. So I am going to take the Niners -6.5.
Fuck.
Can we throw Niners money line with like a CMC, Todd?
What's the odds?
Let's see.
That'll get you.
If it's somewhere in the -140 to even money lane.
-125, -130.
Then yeah, I'll out. Is that what the range we're talking is?
I mean, I'm just looking right now.
Let me.
I guarantee you, it is -125.
I do worry about McCaffrey maybe not playing that much though.
Yeah, that is quite the worry. What does he have? 15 games in a row that he scored a touchdown.
You know why I know what the math is?
Because you do have that bet.
No, because the Phillies are laying 180 and CMC to score is laying 180, and I parlayed the Phillies and the 49ers money
line. Yeah, but the 49ers money line is -330.
Yeah. Yeah.
-130. Yeah.
Yeah.
Niners money line.
We'll allow it.
Yeah. Niners money line CMC Todd.
How about
the spread?
I just knew.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm with you both. I'm just parlaying the 49ers money line with the Phillies, actually. We'll talk more about that later. But just how about the fact that like it should be Kirk, Justin Jefferson, and Dalvin Cook, and instead it's going to be Kirk, Alexander Mattison, and Jordan Addison.
I kind of want to see what Jordan Addison can do.
I like Addison.
Like get some eyes on him.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, but the whole defense eyes will be.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, oh, trust yeah. me. Yeah, yeah. I get that. Fuck. I had something to say and completely just.
Gun to my head at the spread, I would, or against the spread, rather, I would probably take the Vikings.
Yeah, I think I would just, you know how it goes.
You can't be laying seven.
For some fucking reason, the Vikings are just that team that they're going to lose. I know,
Niners off a loss.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm not biting on it. I'm taking the 49ers.
Oh, I know what I was
saying. 6.5. I don't give a shit. The Publix had a really bad week this week, and that turns around tonight.
Both tight ends should score.
I was about to say nobody, and I mean nobody, does it better. No, nobody cares about National Tight Ends Day more than George Kittle.
No.
Yeah. He's been in Shanahan's ear all week. You have to let me score. Yeah, he did. You have to let me score. You have to let me score. So,
yeah.
Don't be surprised if George gets in tonight.
Yeah.
Especially maybe because, what, he had one catch last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe IU catches it at the two, pitch it over.
With Debo out, yeah. Could be a game
for Christian McCaffrey Kittle. Runs at 65 yards and then at the 2-yard line, top.
I wouldn't be shocked, though, if the Niners play Kittle left tackle, though. Trent Williams out.
That'd be cool.
It was, hey, Kittle, you're left tackle for this game.
Respect.
Yeah, you're right.
Danielle Hunter leads the league in sacks. Actually, he's tied with TJ Watt. So
he's on the market, they're saying.
Watch out for him tonight as well. Oh, yeah. Speaking of, what time? What time is first pitch?
5:08.
Okay, so we got some time. Kevin Byard goes to the Eagles. They got better.
Yeah.
Good teams tend to get better at the trade deadline. That's what happens. They took on your Miami Dolphins last night. How'd you feel about it?
Not terrible.
Yeah, I mean, what?
It was
17.
Yeah, I thought our defense actually played really well. Like, that was David Long's best game before he got hurt.
It's really just A.J. Brown.
Jalen Phillips was back. I mean, Eli Apple actually did play good last
night. He's going to be good as a third corner when X and Jalen are hopefully healthy.
I just think, like I said on the Pet Show, like, I'm not going to blame the refs because I think the Dolphins would have lost. But you just can't. A full game without one penalty is absurd, especially after we saw what happened. But yeah, the Eagles were the better team on the day. They outplayed the Dolphins for sure.
Browns Colts, you guys were in attendance for that. That was
a wild one. Game
Browns had a chance to cover with a 2-point conversion at the end. They didn't.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have even been in that spot. Colts got fucked.
Yeah, like that was a game where it was completely the refs' fault. And we're hitting a point now. Like, the end of Bills Giants was when it kind of started, right?
Yeah.
We're hitting the point now of fucking calls to end games here that are all questionable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is so hard because it's such a fine line between like a ticky-tack defensive hold and like how do you not call
it? If you want to call that illegal contact, like, sure, whatever. I don't think it is. I don't think it is at all. But the PI when the ball's out of the fucking, like, are we not, doing uncatchable anymore?
Well,
like,
that one, I mean, because that was on first down and just gave them one more down.
Yeah.
That one, like, in the grand scheme of things, didn't fuck the Colts as bad as the fumble.
But, like, to have the no self-awareness that after what you just called to keep the game going, to call that as well.
Yep.
Like, I just, the self-awareness with refs to be like, go to the Iowa game, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
Like, think about if they didn't call that a fair catch.
Saved Ryan Day.
Who would have had a bitch about that? Do you know what I mean?
What was that, Bruce?
Saved Ryan Day's year too.
Pounding this drum all day.
Are you blaming? You're saying,
yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
You watch that game and you say, you know what? Penn State deserved to win that game.
If they, if the 14 point swing just didn't happen and it was 13-3. At halftime, I do think maybe Drew Allers holds on and wins that game.
Maybe. Those two. I don't think either of those teams have a good enough offense to. Their defenses are very good. We'll see.
I'll say this. They would have covered 4.5.
Yeah, they definitely would have covered 4.5. Bills, Patriots.
I live bet the Bills 3 times.
I'm going to win.
Yeah, it's just to win.
They almost did.
Connor's in there crying.
I'm going to award the Bills as the I can't bet this team for at least 3 weeks because I don't know if they're going to fucking not show up or they're going to put 100 on the
There's a team that has to make a trade.
Yes.
Has to make a this trade. Is a tie. I don't know what it is that they need to add, but they just have to make a move.
This is a tie-in with the Browns, too, and kind of goes back to Cam Newton. I'm very woke on shoulder injuries. Throwing shoulder injuries, just fucking with people.
So who do you...
Josh had a shoulder that he was like, oh, it's fine. But is it fine?
He hasn't looked like it's not fine. Now, Deshaun at the beginning of that game looked like it was.
Josh just has to be a superhero for them to win games.
Yeah, that is the
real problem. And doing that every week for fucking the entire season is just not sustainable.
Yeah. Run the ball, boys. Bears 30-12. That game wasn't what it was. Giants, congrats, 14-7. Tried giving away.
Hell yeah!
Let's win against the Jets this weekend.
Dexter Lawrence played unbelievable. The total for Jets Giants should be 12.5.
The Commanders O line is terrible. The Jets also have a terrible O line.
Nick Gates is getting fucked.
Falcons also. You bet on them. Fucking
strapping. One time, I knew that as soon as I didn't bet on them, I knew they're gonna win. It's the first time all year I hadn't bet on them.
I did bet on them. It was one of the wins. They tried their best to fucking give it away, too. I've had about enough betting on them. Ravens just put on the Lions. I don't think I'm going to change my thoughts on the Lions at all. Just the Ravens had a real good game.
I think the Lions in the NFC, they match up well because they play physical with, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I don't know.
Seahawks won and covered.
Seahawks are just going to be there. You know what I mean? They're going to be in the playoffs.
They're not very impressive.
Yeah, they're going to be in the playoffs. They'll lose to whoever. Eagles. Well, they beat the Lions, but they'll lose to the Eagles or Niners at some point.
Geno with these red zone interceptions, it is so ridiculous. They had a drive where Kenny Walker was averaging 8 yards a carry, and then you just get down to the red area, and Geno throws it to the other team. It's like, what the hell are you doing? Throw it out of bounds, Geno.
Exactly. Steelers win in cover. They did have hell of fourth quarter. Had three drives, two of them scored on the other one. They ran out the clock.
Yeah,
you said it on Friday. That offense is different with Deontay Johnson.
That probably marked
completely different.
Very much.
Yeah. Like the best they've looked by far.
They're probably going to expand the 2-minute review thing because of that.
Yeah,
I don't know what you do with the spotted though, because it's their decision.
They still would have had to come down and score, and they hadn't done anything.
Like the guys, I feel like the refs on the sideline just get so horned up flying in. They do it on touchdowns too, man. It's like,
dude,
can we just slow down and see if the ball crossed the plane? Like these guys come running in and just want to put their fucking hands up. You can't even see where the fucking ball is, man.
At least they try. Like that Yinzer ref, dude, in high school football around this country, the way that they spot the football is an absolute atrocity.
Wow. I mean,
it's a first down.
They need to chip.
To be honest. Oh, first down.
They don't need to fucking change the 2-minute. They just need to chip. There is a chip in the ball. Just use it.
Yeah.
True.
Packers beat by the Broncos.
They stink. I'd like to get ahead of this. I think I was more wrong this year about the Packers than I was about any other team.
Hand up, me too.
I don't think I was terribly wrong about many teams, but they are way off.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan Love on that 3rd and 20.
What the fuck? Threw it up with fucking Hail Mary with no time left, dude. Mm. Like, you just need 10. Tua did it last night, too, on that interception. Like, it was third down.
Yeah. Chiefs winning cover. I think the Chargers defense is fucking horrendous, and the Chiefs defence is very
McCole Hardman.
I think it's the best Chiefs defense they've had in a while.
Chiefs just need McCole Hardman.
It's remarkable from Kelce.
Yeah. Well, there was no one around him fucking the whole time.
And look at the talent that's on that defense, man. Look at the talent that's on that defense.
Yeah.
Not even the talent, the money they're paying that defense.
Exactly.
Everyone's staring at Rice.
Fucking
like, hey, maybe cover 87.
Dude, they've been unbelievable. Think about how badly they've been cooked by top like receivers. Like Tyreek and Travis Kelce now have just completely cooked.
Everyone I said today, they've give up 310 a game. The next is Jags who are like 270, and the next is after that is 256.
Yeah, Ridley will. Oh, you guys got Jags this week.
We do.
At home.
Yeah.
Slight pup.
Kenny might throw for 218.
Slight pup.
Let's go through a college slate. Ohio State took care of business. It was basically Marvin Harrison. Dude, versus Penn State.
We stayed after game day and we were on the field.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, what an atmosphere.
Absolute scenes.
Oh, dude, they played Mo Bamba like 20 times.
Does it always work?
I was standing there just fucking jumping.
Does it always work?
It was so electric, man. Penn State's offense looked
fucking terrible.
Yeah, Drew Aller's just no good.
Somebody said it. I can't remember where it was. That he's just a new Christian Hackenberg, which if you follow the Big Ten, you know that he was
pretty funny.
He was a great prospect coming out and then didn't turn out that.
Yeah, you're just not, I mean, it's not sustainable if you can't air it out at all.
I think I would much rather have Hackenberger or Matt McGloin in that spot.
McGloin, what a call, pull. Man. That is a pull.
Duke came out early. Florida State pouted on 21 unanswered in the second half to win and cover in that one.
Yeah, that's one of those where I went to bed and I didn't know that Duke lost that game until this morning.
Riley Leonard got hurt and Duke was driving.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like jumping up and down on the sidelines. He was running sprints the rest of the game trying to convince Elko to put him back in. And Elko's like, you're not going back in. Because they got, what are they, Louisville this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a big one.
Washington got bailed out.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Pick six?
Yeah. Well, the PI call before that.
No.
Or should I say the non-PI call, PI call before that.
I was trying to go to bed, but
I was asleep and I woke up and first thing I do if I wake up at like 1:30, 2 o'clock, whatever it is, I look at my phone and I'm like, holy fuck, this game's still going on, one. And two, Arizona State's, it was 7-6, I think, when I looked at it. Last time this happened, it was Colorado was a super late night game that went in a couple of times. That's my favorite thing, wake up and turn one of these games on. They fucking, there's a couple games like that this week.
Dude, Penix looked, that's the worst I've seen Penix look since he's been with Washington.
Washington, Oklahoma, and Texas all fucking barely squeaked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell of a
fight. Oklahoma being probably the closest of them.
Dude.
Whole lot of fight out of Gus's boys.
Yeah, fucking.
The baby Gus.
Yeah, Dylan is nasty.
Dylan, Gabriel?
I have a hard time seeing him not succeed at the next level.
Yeah. Oregon kind of took care of business, like slowly but surely.
Yeah, didn't cover.
Or
by Washington State.
North Carolina showed up. Yes. Lost to probably maybe the worst team in the ACC.
If they,
Virginia.
If they march down the field there and win that game, Drake May is probably wearing the Heisman odds.
Maybe, but against Virginia, does that?
Yeah, you can't.
By the way,
no, just in general.
JJ McCarthy is your front runner now. That throw he made, Alabama.
The dart.
Tennessee looked so good in the first half.
Yeah, they should have been up by a lot more at the half.
And then Bama just fucking.
Bama's starting to get their swagger back.
Yeah, big time fire hazard there.
Who you think?
Yeah, just everybody lighting cigars.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah,
it's got. Saban saying, I'll chew on it.
Yeah,
I'll chew
on it. And Milrose laughed, dude. Holy shit.
Ole Miss won and covered.
Good for them.
USC's dead.
Yep.
I cannot believe that Utah scored 34 points. That's how bad USC's defense is.
They're going to lose, like, their record at the end of the year. They could have 5 losses.
Yeah, do they have Stanford on their schedule?
I don't know.
They could lose.
Yeah, I think Stanford. They normally do because it's a rivalry game.
Yeah, they might lose that.
Like they still got Washington and Oregon, if I'm not mistaken.
But are they going to get spunky as a 17-point underdog and beat one of those two outright?
No, their defense is too bad.
Tell you what, Mizzou 7-1, and they put it on top. Mizzou's a good ball club.
Yeah, I'm about done with the game.
Air Force win and cover. Pick six.
Hell yeah.
And then the 2-point conversion at the end.
I watched that whole game. They honored Roger Staubach and then had like a 10-minute
delay. Air Force's quarterback was out, right? Did you say it? They say it on the broadcast?
He did get hurt late. They honored Roger Staubach and then the class of 1963 took like 20 minutes to get off the field. There were probably 25 punts.
Class.
98-yard touchdown.
And one 95-yard touchdown. I couldn't look away. It was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous triple option.
Well, football. That's, hey, when the fucking military schools play each other, that's what you're going to get.
Good ball.
Speaking of, 12-10. That total dropped to 29.5, and it was never in fucking jeopardy.
No. No.
That was so shit.
That was one of the most heartbreaking.
That was the last leg of like every parlay that I had was I won money line. I was FaceTiming Ty after they fucking scored and we were going nuts.
I had Wisconsin.
And then he was a little bit ahead of me and he was like, I think they're bringing this back. I was like, for what? Like, I was watching the replay. Like, he didn't step out. What the fuck is going on?
I watched the replay. Didn't step out. All right, sweet. Change channel. Back to Wisconsin. Fickles, boys. Let's finish this one off. They did. Go back. What the fuck? We're just got this, you know, what's his name?
I mean, Iowa was playing.
We got the big fella.
Playing with fire all season long.
Oh, yeah.
They were going to lose one of these.
Yeah.
But then winning that way just
didn't want it to be to PJ.
Kirk's scowl at the end of the game was an all-time frown.
Other games, I was on Miami plus three.
Good bet.
Overtime. Yep. I was on TCU. They got fucking dog.
Yeah, what was that?
UTSA. The Meeps are back. Fully back, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You know who I wasn't on, who I should have been on?
Toledo?
No. Boston College.
Oh, I was on BC, right?
Yeah.
I love BC.
Yeah, they're playing good ball. Very good ball.
Same record as Clemson in the ACC.
Yeah. Good for the Eagles.
Sorry, Dabo.
We will be in Utah on Friday, so we'll do picks Thursday. Just a little programming update.
Picks Thursday.
Let's do baseball.
Here we go.
How'd you do in footy this weekend, brother? Was it good to be back or no?
Oh, yeah.
It was good to be back.
Yeah, we're good.
Spurs are buzzing.
game six. Back in Philly. 3-2. Philly trying to put it away. Merrill Kelly goes against Aaron Nola. I have a hard time going against the Phillies in Philadelphia, so I'm not going to. Got to lay a half here? 1.5?
Do you? I laid 180 this morning. I think I've dropped this one on.
You can still lay 180 at points, but.
I think I've dropped this one on the show before, but it is relevant and pertinent.
Yeah, it is. 180 on a baseball line. Yeah.
Nola, as a minus 150 favorite or more, is 14-0.
I'm going to lay the 1.5 full game at plus 115.
I'll join you
on it. Yeah, I think this is done.
I'll join you on it. You there, Bruce?
I mean, come on, dude. I got the 13-1 Philly Super or World Series.
Yeah, you do. You're not hedging yet?
I cashed it out weeks ago, but that's not for the listeners to know.
And then game 7 tonight. Rangers, Astros. Scherzer goes against Javier. I will take the team that's been here before. Been in a game 7. Knows about it. Scherz dog just... You never know what you're going to get from the fucking guy. He's either going to go fucking 8 scoreless.
Yeah.
But I'll take the Astros minus 126 on the money line.
I'm going to go Rangers first 5 plus a half. I don't know what happens after 5 because that Rangers bullpen is an absolute sweat.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the Rangers plus 1.5 in a parlay.
Parlay?
I don't bet totals, but this one is going over.
Okay. Jesus Christ. Kareem Jackson suspended 4 games.
Yeah, giving him the perfect treatment.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's fucked up.
That's crazy. It's
fucked up.
Anything else that we need to bet on?
We got some champs leagues.
We got champions back.
Champions
league. I got Arsenal money line over Sevilla.
Sevilla.
Lens draw no bet versus PSV.
Okay.
Real Sociedad double chance versus Benfica. And then you can throw Inter Milan and Bayern into a money line parlay.
Still in the group stage?
Oh, yeah. Still grouping.
Yeah, because, I mean, what? Champions not. Yeah, we'll fucking be, championships not for another 5 months.
Grouping. We're grouping for months.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good. Fucking Liverpool, Merseyside derby victory. Nothing better.
Who's top of the table?
Tottenham after they win today.
Oh!
Come on, dude. You knew that.
Yeah, why do you think I asked it?
Are we taking Tage Thompson to score tonight? Or
I forgot.
There's only one game, Tony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tomorrow there's 32 games, 16 games.
I mean, I'll tell you what. I think I could write the NHL schedule
you could.
In a day.
You could.
The way they got it.
They are the worst.
It's schedule. Well,
this is like their innovative new idea to have 16 still. Games the night the NBA starts.
Smart.
Yeah. Suck it, LeBron.
It's Guino's Texas hockey tomorrow night, though.
Oh, where at?
I think it's at PPG.
In the paint can?
Yep.
Ooh.
Anything else?
Well, I've got something for you, Tony.
You're goddamn right you do, Mitt.
Yeah. Tony, every morning you have two choices.
Okay.
Continue to sleep with your dreams or wake up and you can chase them. Carmelo Anthony.
Stay mellow. Was that hoodie mellow or regular mellow?
I think this is Hoodie Mello. I do believe.
Sounds like Hoodie Mello.
Awesome.
That's a famous one.
What? Get up and fucking chase your dreams?
Yeah. I remember there was some.
How sick were you in New York when he went back, when he went to the Knicks?
When he was there, yeah.
But were you at the game?
Were you?
When they played It's Coming Home? Or He's Coming Home or whatever?
I don't think so.
You weren't there. You'd remember.
That was an absolute scene.
What time?
When they played I'm Coming Home.
I don't know what game.
Just his first game.
His first game at the Garden.
Yeah, remember?
Yeah, no, I was not there.
Jeez. Okay.
You're
a Knicks fan. You know a Knicks fan?
Yeah.
Fuck you, mean I'm not.
Were you in New York?
I thought you were a New Yorker. I was in like eighth grade.
As a New Yorker. We have two Conference USA games. Hey, Mac, where are you?
Where are you?
So I'm so sorry.
Would you like to? Hold on.
We have Conference USA games tonight.
Huh?
They're tonight?
No, tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
But
oh, fuck.
In classic Mac fashion, Mac saved the start of their Maction for Halloween night. Start Smaction next
week. Yeah, it's getting spooky.
Yeah.
It's getting spooky.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, they need it to be cold and raining. Otherwise, they can't play.
Exactly. So
hell yeah.
We're not playing on Tuesday when it's 75 out, okay?
Give us Halloween.
That would be too fun.
Give us the shit.
Yeah.
When I got to sit here and say, looks like we have 75% fog cover.
Yep.
They're not going to be able to see the ball in fucking Ypsilanti tonight.
Existential dread. Hate your life. Need it to be April. Here's some action.
Yes. Ooh. Can't wait.
Not me either.
Fucking can't wait. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. UFC guys fought.
Yeah.
Guys won.
I watched a round.
I think we were right. Was Bill right?
No.
Yeah.
Kamzat won.
Yeah.
Did he give KO?
He was on Volkanovski, wasn't he?
Yeah. No, he was on Khamzat.
Hey.
And he said first round. So I think he
Khamzat right. fought Usman. Volkanovski fought Islam. Islam beat the shit out of Volkanovski.
Actually, I think maybe
Bill wasn't happy about the stoppage by the doctor. I know that.
He was
going on about it this morning.
Every fighter whose name ended in OV or EV won.
Yeah. The Euros, yeah.
Yeah, those Dagestan boys. And there's a new Dagestan guy who doesn't even wrestle.
Oh, he just fights?
He's a kickboxer from Dagestan.
I like it.
They're no longer just wrestling guys that are transitioning to UFC. They're starting as six-year-olds just doing full MMA.
Watch out.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem.
All right.
Brother.
You know what else is a problem? Show's over. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Ah.